We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Heat have a chance tonight. Game two in Boston.
Chance to what?
To do what? To have more assists?
When I say optimism, I mean not getting blown out.
So they're going to lose by six?
That'd be a victory in my book.
I don't think they can generate enough offense. Somebody would have to drop 50 for them to keep up with the Celtics on the scoreboard. I just don't think we have enough firepower.
Chance to what?
To do what? To have more assists?
When I say optimism, I mean not getting blown out.
So they're going to lose by six?
That'd be a victory in my book.
I don't think they can generate enough offense. I don't think they can generate enough offense. I don't think they can generate enough offense.
This stuff is hard. And you got to stay together if you got the guts. And you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Martin's going to hit it every time. He touches it, a handoff to Hopkins. Right down the middle. Kicks it to the right side. To Nico for three. Got it! Tyler diving in the right side. Back to Bam. Snaps it into the left corner. To Nico up top to Jaime. Rolls and rattles in a three.
I just don't think we have enough firepower.
And a miss by Boston on a quick shot. So we'll let that balance out with Miami up 21-20.
No, we're not.
No! No! Tyler Hero's feeling it from 31. Tyler pulls it back out top, moves it to Caleb, a catch, a fire, and a three ball on the left side of the arc.
Those little boos when he touches the ball, they're getting less and less audible.
I don't think they can generate enough offense.
Caleb up top. Bounce pass to Tyler. Jab step right. Moves to his left, fires a three, nothing but net for Tyler Hero. His fourth, made three in six tries. He's only shot threes. He has a dozen. Nico, who uses a screen, back to Tyler, pump fake. Tatum flies by, gets it into Bam on the no look. And the up and throw down right at the rack for Bam. And he now joins the double-digit scorers.
Chance to what?
To do what? To have more assists?
Tyler sets a screen. Brown bounces off of it. Tyler for three. Tyler knocking down another three. That thing rattled all over the orange iron. His sixth made three in nine tries. Duncan to switch. Duncan uses a Bam screen. Fires up a three. Knocks that down. Almost a one-hand delivery by Duncan. His second made three in five tries. 22 three-pointers for Miami. Hawkins knocks it down and goes skipping up the floor.
So they're going to lose by six?
That'd be a victory in my book.
Tyler, right side of the arc. Bam the screen. Gets it to Caleb. He'll fire a three. He makes the three from the left side of the arc. His fifth make in six tries from the land of milk and honey. He has 21. 14 assists for number 14. Gang Green has seen enough. They're headed into the streets of Boston. Green hooded sweatshirts. Good night.
I just don't think we have enough firepower.
Game two of round one belongs to the Heat. Miami wins 111-101.
I don't think they can generate enough offense.
Well, listen, I'm all about it, and I'm ready to celebrate, but I feel like I was unfairly painted in that montage by Solana. I don't want to take issue, and I don't want to not celebrate because it was an unbelievable win. I had the Heat money line last night. I put actual dollars on the Heat money line. Now, unfortunately, I parlayed it with the Marlins money line. Now, they had an unbelievable ninth inning comeback. I almost hit the greatest money line parlay of my life, but I didn't. But I believe I was unfairly painted in that montage, even though that montage was great. That game was great.
I wasn't. I was very surprised by Bam, Caleb, Bam, and Tyler scoring 66 points between the three of them. I was surprised. I'm
you
not
guys
gonna
hear
lie.
That? You guys hear? Hold on.
Oh yeah, we hear it. We hear it.
Do you hear it? Do you hear it?
Yeah, we hear it.
Victory cigars, baby!
Let's go! Woo! Rob Pizzola had Jovic's over.
Who bet Caleb Martin's over? Come on, man. I'm excited to
walk out. How could you not be?
We can't paint it like we're upset. We just question things.
Kendrick Perkins had to release an apology after the game last night. Shaq got it right. Shaq said Heat will win by 10.
Hit it on the dot.
Stephen A. Smith had to apologize. What an unbelievable victory by the Heat. I'll tell you a couple things. Yesterday went perfectly for Solana because the Heat, it's honestly one of the best playoff wins in team history. And to make it even better for Solana, Sixto Sanchez wasn't very good for the Marlins. So he really had a day to celebrate. Like he was, a lot of stuff could have gone wrong for Solana last night. Everything lined up for him.
Can we play the song again?
We cannot. We cannot. Had he been lights out, we would have. But we cannot. I saw this. Israel Gutierrez posted on Twitter. A lot has been said about Tyler Hero and his flaws, but this much can't be disputed. He's had a lot of impressive performances on some pretty big, pressure-packed stages. Plenty to debate on what his best role is, but he's a damn good player. Yeah. And I thought that was such a good tweet by Izzy because he does have some times where you're frustrated, but there are times, oftentimes on the biggest stage, where Tyler Hero does exactly what you need him to do. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of times on big stages where Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown don't do anything that you need them to do.
Watched it last year. It reminded me of last year when I was watching the game.
I was wondering, like, does it change? I'll ask you, Solana, does it change how you feel about this series? Does last night's game, because, listen, there were a record number of threes. Now, I think the odds of replicating that are pretty small. But you also saw that the squad that they're putting out there is capable of beating the Celtics. You know, can you do it by knocking down 120 threes? I don't know. I don't know if you can do that again. But they certainly didn't seem like an infallible team. And we have seen that before with many teams in the NBA and the Celtics as well. Great regular season, but they're not infallible. So I ask you, Solana, did last night's game change the way you look at the entire series?
Pepa y agua para seca, todo el mundo en fatiga en la discoteca. Yes, of course it does, because you know who's empatiao? Eric Spoelstra, baby!
Woo! Yeah! Jimmy's feeling it today, too. Spo's the great equalizer for me. We said it yesterday.
Spo's an amazing coach.
Give him... There's a stat I saw about, you know, the Heat coming off a loss, like some sort of bad loss in the playoffs, like Spo. And then even last night, if you watch him in the post-game press conference, it's like, yeah, okay, we got to get back to work now. And like there, He is like so perfectly cast for what he does. Hey, this Joe Mazzulla doesn't know what's going on. He always looks confused to me. And Spo, I don't care if they're losing by 30 or winning by 10. Spo always looks composed and knowledgeable about the situation.
Spo shouldn't have to wait 5 years to get into the Hall of Fame or whatever it is. Spo's an amazing coach.
How about Coach of the Year? How about just a Coach of the Year?
Never given. That's the craziest part. We talked about that before. That's wild. But we shot 53% from behind the arc.
It was a record. They set a record. What was it, playoff record?
Well, no, for the Heat. So the Miami Heat broke their franchise
their playoff
record,
or was it a game record?
No, the Heat record. The NBA playoff record.
Was it for the playoffs or for regular season as well?
No, I believe just for the playoffs. 23 made threes. The record is 25, Milwaukee against Miami last year in game two. But for the Heat, a franchise record, 23 made threes in the postseason. Hawk, to answer your question seriously, I saw a Heat team last night that figured out how to limit the Celtics from shooting a ton of three-pointers. So the big question after game one was, how do you make the math work? If the Celtics are going to shoot over 60% of their attempts from three, and they're going to shoot them efficiently, right? How do you make the math work? Well, Miami didn't double team as much yesterday. They played a lot less zone. They forced Tatum and Brown to beat them at the rim and taking mid-range jumpers. And what we came to find out, which was a big concern for the Celtics coming in, not against the Heat necessarily, but in the postseason, can the Celtics come up with big-time buckets in crucial moments of the game? And here's what's interesting about Boston. They finished with the fifth best point differential in the history of the league this season. They won their games on average by 11 points. They barely played close games down the stretch. And the Heat, as bad as they were in the regular season in clutch games this year, they know how to win those games, especially in the playoffs. So if you can have Kristaps and Jrue Holiday and Derek White not go off and not torch you, and force Brown and Tatum to take twos for most of the game and keep it close, I think the Heat can compete in more of these games. Can they win four in a best-of-seven series? I don't know. But can they compete, keep these games close in games three and four on their home floor and give themselves a chance? I think Spo just showed you that, yes, they can.
I would say, yeah. I would say that the game yesterday showed that Spo's a genius, and he's the best coach. We know that, like you said. He should be Coach of the Year. It's crazy, isn't it? But make people – it's the whole Belichick thing, to be honest. Make you do what you don't do well, and don't let you do what you do well. And that's what they did last night. Can they hit 53.5% of their three-pointers for the rest of the series? I don't know. But I kept saying, and I love your montage, Shalana, where the offense – I don't know how they're going to generate offense – they got to 111. That's what I need. I said that. I question our offense. Defensively, I know we're going to figure it out. I just need to know, and I didn't know, that Caleb Martin was capable of a 21-point game. Our big three is Caleb, Tyler, and Bam. How can you
it looked better than their big three last night.
How can you make me a montage when Bam, Tyler, and Caleb are our big three? But they dropped 66. They dropped 66 last night.
That's the amazing thing about the Miami Heat, and that's what puts other teams in fits when it comes to playing against the Miami Heat or watching the Miami Heat, because teams where personnel-wise it does not make sense that they're doing what they're doing, and you can throw in Max Strus and Gabe Vincent and all the people that have come through the doors over the years that they've had so much success. And you saw it again last night. I'm with Solana. Does that mean they can win four games in this series? I don't know. But what you saw last night was perfect Miami Heat.
Who do we have
to deal with? We'll make the best of this, and we'll make Caleb Martin look like he's better than Jason Tatum. Like, we'll take our guys, and we will make them look better than these guys that everyone around the league thinks is so great and they're going to run away with it. We'll show you. Whatever you give us, we will make it a competitive team. They do it every year. I said at some point, I think it was this week or maybe it was last week we were talking about this series. And I said, at some point, we are going to come on the air and we are going to say, why did we ever doubt this team? I said, we're going to have that moment where we come on the air the next day and we say, why didn't we learn our lesson? By the way, it's exactly what Kendrick Perkins did last night after the game. He sent out a video on social media and he's like, why don't I learn? Why don't I learn? Keep my big mouth shut. I've seen the Heat do this over and over again, and they did it again. Why don't I learn? And so I knew we'd have this moment, and here it is.
There's no way that deep eye socket Masula, because he has very deep eye sockets, if y'all haven't recognized.
I got it from the nickname.
There's no way they're sitting in film session and they're saying, hey, we got to shut down Caleb Martin. To your point, how does that happen? It's a scheme and it's Spo and it's guys saying, hey, like Caleb's confidence was through the roof walking into that game. That goes back to the organization and really back to Spo. There had to be a conversation with Caleb last night or the, you know, before the game that, hey, green light, go get it. Go do what you do. Go green. Go do what you do. Like, go out there, because I'm watching. I'm like, oh, okay. Caleb's LeBron right now. Go get him, big man. Tyler, I know Bam's capable of 20. I did not know Caleb was capable of 21.
Tyler did his thing, too.
Yeah, Tyler did his thing. That's what I've been asking. I've been asking for that game out of Tyler. When Jimmy got hurt, I was begging for that game out of Tyler.
And I love he walks into that post-game press conference. He's got like a t-shirt and khakis on and the bucket hat. He is so cool. I love Jimmy Butler, too. I will say this again, but I say it all the time. You saw the Photoshop that he Instagrammed out?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Was it Jaylen Brown last year?
Yeah, so the Heat go up 3-0 last year.
Said, don't let us get a game. It was the same quote, the same story, but Jimmy put his face over Jaylen Brown. It's really – and then Jimmy wrote on this, like feeling spicy, might delete, and then he wrote, psych, not deleting this. He is the best, man. I love that. We have a lot to get to. We're going to talk plenty of Heat. The NFL draft is tonight. Crowder is in Detroit. I'm assuming you're in Detroit, right? You're in Detroit?
Yes, Detroit.
How was your comedy shows last night?
It was good. The two are hell.
Doing two in one night.
Two in one night. Man, that's hell. It's that second
that's,
one. Cause you
that's got, taxing.
You got to get up emotionally, and then you go back and sit around for an hour, and then you got to get back up again. So it was a learning experience with the two in one night. I won't lie, but it was fun. We had a great crowd. We had a bunch of David Mulugeta came, agents came, Ronnie Brown was there, Lamar Woodley came. So a bunch of players came, a bunch of agents came because they're all here for the draft. But yeah, that two in one night was a.
You were regretting the second show after the first one finished?
I wasn't regretting it afterwards, but I would say the first show was better than the second from my end.
Gotcha.
Yeah, my 45, 50 minutes, my first hour was better than the second hour.
Anyway, I want to talk about that today. There's so much to get to. Clay Ferreiro is going to join us. He obviously was watching that Heat game last night, and I was kind of following his take on Twitter. He obviously was celebrating in Brian Scalabrine's face, as we all were. I think Scal may have caused a little, I don't want to say bulletin board material, but he created something out of nothing. And I believe if anyone benefited from the something out of nothing, it was the Heat side, not the Boston side. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that's the difference between a win and a loss. I'm just saying if there was a beneficiary from the hoo-ha about nothing, I believe it was the Heat team rather than the Boston team.
They should have caught a code red on Caleb Martin.
Code red. Send
cornbread. How about
out
y'all
there.
Get in front of him? How about y'all put a stop sign down in front of him as he's roasting y'all's ass?
All I was thinking about last night was this.
Code 10, code 10. This is Joe Clark. Take the chains off the door. The enemy is here.
You know what? They should have Morgan Freeman, the Heat, Saturday at the Kaseya Center, dressed as Joe Clark.
Chains off the door. The enemy is here.
Code 10. Code 10. This is Joe Clark. Get those chains off the doors. The enemy is here.
I love how it's a radio for his own staff, and he yells, "It's Joe Clark." Well, of course it's Joe Clark.
Who else has this frequency?
Who else has this frequency? Who else is allowed to make demands? There's like one intern. It's like a kid, 13. His voice hasn't changed. It's like, code 10, code 10. This is Joe Clark. Oh, of course. Give us the directions, Joe.
The enemy is here.
We're wasting our time. We know it's Joe Clark. All right, let's get headlines with the celebratory Alejandro Solana. There's a lot to get to tonight as well. And then we'll talk with Clay Ferreiro about that Heat win last night, which was truly spectacular. It is in the Mount Rushmore of Heat playoff wins just because they were not given a chance.
Nope.
Kendrick Perkins had said the Heat could shoot 100% and they will not win a game this series.
Damn, Perk.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The fun's not over, ladies and gentlemen, because the Panthers are coming for that ass tonight, Tampa.
Got another one tonight. This, by the way Boston feels after that game last night, and all of a sudden it's 1-1, and oh, this team. This is how we would have felt if Tampa was able to win game two when they tied it at two. This was the feeling that Boston fans and players have. That's what we would have been experiencing, which is, no matter how good we are, this team figures out a way to beat us. And the Panthers overcame that in game two. The Celtics did not. There were a couple times the crowd was trying at the end. I mean, they were trying to get that team into it. The Celtics missing shots. They just were unable to get back into it. And, man, they have got some thinking to do before Saturday. I love the fact that they've got to think about this and stew about this as they get down to Miami. And, what are they, 6 o'clock on Saturday, Solana?
Yeah, 6 o'clock Saturday at the Kaseya Center.
Yeah, let them stew and think for a few days.
These series are like boxing matches. Where it's like Rocky, who's a man, Rock. He bleeds when he Drago? Yeah, when he cut Drago and he was like,
That was Drago. Yeah.
It's like when you're supposed to win, you're the top dog, you're the best team in the league, you're the big dog in the East, you're the number one seed, and then the Heat throw a punch and your eye starts bleeding. And you look like, oh, okay. I can get a lick in on you, and if I catch you a couple more times, it might go. I'm surprised, Solana. The montage was great because you're correct. I never thought that could happen, but it's like that. It's where what fight just happened? What was it? Ryan Garcia and Haney?
Yeah.
Yeah, Haney was Saturday night.
Garcia wasn't even supposed to be in the ring with him. And then he caught him a couple times, and you're kind of like, oh, okay. So now I'm looking like, oh, okay, Heat, let's see what we can do with this.
It's why I say, do I think they can knock down 23 threes again? No. But he saw the other guy bleed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, maybe you're not going to catch him with that big left uppercut again, but you know he's not unbeatable.
And on the other side, to your point, Hawk, Boston's sitting in the corner right now, wiping blood off their eye and saying, right. Oh, wow, this is about to be a series.
Yeah.
That's the part. Let's continue this fight. Ring the bell.
So game three again, Saturday at 6 p.m. Panthers do play the Lightning tonight. Game three in Tampa. That'll be a 7 o'clock start time, and you can listen to the game right here on 560 WQAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.